Congress gets back to work on Monday after taking the week off for an extended President's Day break. Before they left town, members of the House passed a non-binding resolution opposing President Bush's troop increase in Iraq, but not so in the Senate. Republicans there twice blocked a similar resolution. Some leading Senate Democrats are now trying a new tack on Iraq. They're aiming to repeal and replace the authorization that Congress gave President Bush to invade Iraq back in 2002. Joining us from the Capitol to talk about this is NPR's David Welna. And David, tell us more about the Democrats' plan to do away with that current use of force resolution for Iraq and replace it with something else.
Well, Melissa, Democrats have been saying for some time now that the stated aims for the resolution that Congress passed in October of 2002 are now obsolete. Saddam Hussein has been removed from power. His alleged ties to al-Qaeda appear groundless, and there were no weapons of mass destruction. They also point out that Congress repealed the Tonkin Gulf Resolution 7 years after it first authorized the use of force in Vietnam. And doing the same with this Iraq resolution seems to have broad support now, at least among Senate Democrats. And the senator who's been pushing hardest on this is the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, Joe Biden. And he spoke about this on the Senate floor last Saturday, and he made a point of mentioning that Massachusetts Democrat Edward Kennedy is one of his allies.
I've been working with the senator from Massachusetts and others to on a piece of legislation that would literally rescind the president's authority, the authority we gave him to go to war in the first place, and redefine the mission very narrowly.
Now, notice that Biden said redefine the mission. He's actually proposing another authorization to use force, his reasoning being that U.S. forces are still on the ground in Iraq and need authorization to be there. I talked today with a senior Senate Democratic aide who said this new authorization stipulates that U.S. forces should be used for training Iraqi security forces, for securing Iraq's borders, and for specific anti-terrorist operations in Iraq. And it echoes the Iraq Study Group's recommendation that U.S. combat forces be withdrawn from Iraq by April of next year.
Now, where would that leave the troop increase? Would the new authorization do anything binding to stop that?
Well, again, according to a Senate source, there is nothing in the proposed authorization that specifically bars a troop surge, nor is there anything barring U.S. forces from getting involved in sectarian battles between Iraqis. In fact, it appears there is nothing in this proposed authorization that prevents President Bush from simply ignoring it and keeping as many troops as he feels are needed in Iraq for as long as he wants. And that's because a key clause says that while Congress wants most combat forces out of Iraq by April of next year, it also gives the president flexibility for keeping there if he so decides. And so I think you'll hear at least some senators call this a non-binding authorization.
When do Senate Democrats plan to unveil this plan that you're talking about?
Well, probably sometime next week once they've had a chance to look at it and discuss it. It still seems to be a bit of a work in progress. It could be offered as an amendment to legislation the Senate's dealing with to fully implement the 9/11 Commission's recommendations, but Democrats prefer to keep that bill clean of amendments, and their preference is to attach it to must-pass legislation, such as the $100 billion war supplemental that they'll take up later next month.
Now, over on the House side, Democrat John Murtha has floated a plan that would put conditions on further deployment of U.S. forces to Iraq. Is there anything similar going on in the Senate?
Not really. I think there's a growing consensus that Murtha's plan would open Democrats up to charges that they're tying the president's hands. And Senate Democrats will probably offer other measures, such as capping troop levels, while Senate Republicans will continue trying to get Democrats on the record with a measure vowing not to cut off any funds for troops in Iraq.
Okay, David, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.
That's NPR's David Welna at the Capitol.